show.
Audio's going. PC Gamer show, everyone.
PC Gaming show.
PC Gaming
from
show.
PC Gamer and AMD. Brought to you by Razer with the participation of Steam and these other sponsors.
Oh, it is.
It is day nine.
Hooray.
I hope he makes a joke about how bad it was last time.
Good morning. It's so wonderful to have you here. Hello to all of you on Twitch. I'm so glad you typed in the right URL to be here. Huge thanks again to PC Gamer and AMD for putting on the show again, huh? Good stuff.
Because the URL was borked.
In this beautiful theater that honestly looks like a level from Diablo 3, I'm excited because it's the day before E3, which for a gamer is basically the day before Christmas.
And we're going to. Is it really the day before E3?
Day zero with 100 minutes yeah, of day zero.
Content today's not. We're going to be they don't do anything today? To talk about all why did I not? Why did I forget that? And exclusives that I, can't I guess it's. To yeah, you're right.
Well,
okay, what are we going to start doing E3 3 weeks ahead with announcements before we actually open the doors? That's weird.
Let's celebrate PC gaming.
Is it not synced still?
It's sort of synced better now. It's not perfect. All right, so there's some Dota. There's some snipery business. Then we got
a Stegosaurus.
Some dinosaurs, Fallout, Witcher Man.
Overwatch.
Yeah, Overwatch. Doom. Help me there. What's that? I don't know.
I'm not watching anymore.
Saw some Stardew Valley in there.
Yeah, Stardew Valley, Arma looks like, whatever that is.
Robot Ninja Man.
Robot Ninja Man 2.
Triceratops.
Ark Survival Evolved. Oh, was that Overwatch?
Yeah, for a second.
There was Overwatch for a second. I think they're only going to be showing games that are actually going to be featured. That may mean they're going to show Overwatch and have something to announce.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know. I'm just guessing. But if they show Overwatch in the intro reel, it's probably because they're going to be talking about it on the show, right?
Oh, no.
It would seem exploitative if they didn't.
Are these AMD people?
It was really a half a second, though, so maybe.
No, these are from Relic.
It wouldn't be Dawn of War without a Space Marine looming behind our conversation. So, you know, right away I gotta ask. Dawn of War 1, much more base building focus. Dawn of War 2, much more squad focus. What's the direction Dawn of War 3 is going in?
Well, Dawn of War 3, we're taking those proven mechanics, those proven gameplay.
They're a little quiet on the volume, but I don't have any control over that.
You know, I like that they're just launching into it. It's just immediately, let's talk about the games we're here to talk about.
Yeah.
There is no AMD interview to start with or something like that.
That Space Marine's pretty cool.
His name is probably Ezekiel. Some biblical name. I love 40K. I'm a giant fan.
Still in development, so we shouldn't rush to judgment immediately. But let's go ahead and totally do that with this first look at Dawn of War 3 gameplay.
I like Day 9. He's cool. All right, here we go. World premiere.
Sean Plott.
Yeah, he's cool. Does his family have like a gravesite they call the plot?
I'm on my way. That's really good.
Yeah, it's not bad. My dad jokes are on point today. Wait for backup. There's
no time. There's no time. Did you see that video about the effects of dad jokes with children with, you know, testimonies and stuff like that?
No. Oh, yeah. My daughter sent it to me. She says, this is you. I'm like, great.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
This looks like Diablo-ish.
Yeah.
Looks like much more focus on squads again instead of just heroes.
I'm okay with that. I like
Dawn
squads.
Dawn of War is an RTS, right?
Yeah, Dawn of War 1 was like straight-up base-building StarCraft-style RTS with units and all that. 2 was like squads and tactics. And
so more XCOM-like.
Yes, and I really liked 2. It was still real-time, so it was an RTS, but it wasn't turn-based, but it had that feeling of, like, I don't know, it's like a weird hybrid, maybe, sort of. I really liked 2 a lot.
Scott?
Yeah? Did you lose me? Can you
hear
me?
You're back now.
Oh, that was weird. 2's really amazing, so if this is like 2, I'm kind of all in. Did we lose John?
Like
John,
you.
You're there. No, you're there.
Oh, no, I'm still here.
All right.
This looks like maybe a hybrid between the two, almost. Yeah. It looks like they're doing the thing I really liked, which is one unit is actually multiple characters, so the armies look way bigger than they actually are.
Yeah, I do like that.
Oh, wow. Sorry, interrupting with Apple News again. They're doing an app store for iMessage. They're going all in on iMessage. It's like turning into a giant platform.
Well, they have to if they want to keep pace.
Compete with the others. Yeah,
Facebook Messenger is huge right now. WeChat, all that stuff.
Pretty big announcement.
Dawn of
War. All right, so Dawn of War 3, it looks cool.
I love those games. I'm a nut for that. This makes me want to just go stop doing this and play all my Warhammer games. I don't play very much. Ezekiel, take the front.
Yeah.
Philip, there was a lot going on in there. Walk me through how the pieces of the battle fit together.
Sure. Well, we saw a lot of things there. I should say we had a little bit of fun with the camera.
I think it might go long. We might need to do PC gaming and Ubisoft at the same time.
Or this may suck and we'll move over to Ubisoft without blinking an eye.
Yeah.
Well, I'll keep PC gaming on the side and report on it. But then maybe some people are going to complain that, you know, why is he talking about PC gaming on the Ubisoft thing? You lost me when you were talking. Okay, sorry, I'm going to say
that's all right, it's fine. He replied on Twitter that thought it was a dick move for Apple to schedule their thing during their Microsoft's presentation. He doesn't understand the history of that. Apple has always had their WWDC this day at that time. The Microsoft press conference is actually a Microsoft thing that interrupts the Apple thing. So he's got his chicken and egg mixed up.
And it's honestly, no one had any choice in any of this. It's just the scheduling thing that happened like this.
Yeah.
It?
Plus, Apple doesn't care. They don't care about this. I mean.
Anyway,
it's not their business.
So, Dawn of War 3. Tell me why it's good.
Space Marines.
And Relic makes really good RTSs. And Space Marines.
I keep thinking that Space Marine is just going to get up to some business. I'm not used to one being that idle. I think they're in danger.
You think he's just going to go, brrrr, pull out one of his chainsaw guns and chop that poor man's head off?
That would make it interesting.
You know, I mean, we're not wishing harm on anyone. I want to make that clear. But yes.
Yes, we're not actually saying that we're hoping the Space Marine is going to get out a chainsaw and start chopping people's heads off.
Yeah, we don't want
that.
That's
not what we're saying. We are saying that if it did happen, it would be interesting.
It would be interesting. Yeah, who's lying about that?
It'd be horrible, but you'd go, huh, I did not see that coming.
How dare not Patrick talk about PC gaming during a gaming event? I'd like a sequel to Space Marine, the actual, remember that third person shooter Space Marine game?
That was so good.
I loved that game. Oh my gosh. Thank you, Space Marine, with your beautiful sword. Oh, he's a real dude back there.
Yeah, he's happy to be there.
He's really just a little short man inside a stilty thing.
It's giving hope to us all. But you've almost certainly heard of their games. Yeah, woo, that's what I'm talking about, audience participation.
They made the games Mark of the Ninja and Don't Starve. Let's take a look at their upcoming title. Oh, I love Clay Entertainment. Oxygen not included. Dude, the best game last... Don't even mention the one. The spy one last year was so good.
Was that called? It was...
Invisible Ink. So good. Mm. One of my favorite games ever.
This is Don't Starve style graphics.
Yeah. It looks like... Oh no, it's Fallout Shelter Unit type game.
Colony simulation game. That seems alright.
Yeah, I'd play it. Given how much I enjoy dying and Don't Starve, I can't wait to play Oxygen Not Included. Now, our next guests are absolute sensation on Twitch TV, where they make a game filled with dinosaurs. Let's bring out the creators of Ark Survival Evolve. It's Jesse and Forrest Rapsack. Rapsack?
Oh, it's the name of the company?
Well, we thought it was important to make a game where you could play with poop.
I got a rapping testicle and he likes to rhyme. Zibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba. What it's been like to have such a rabid
community and so many people just creating content around your game. I think it's a weird reading of a... I think it might be Rap Shack. It sounds like West Eastern.
maybe Polish or Czech or something like that.
Rabshack. Really amazing stuff
from the creators. So it's him and his wife are the creators of this game? That's super cool.
You know, so we hope to do more of this, making more changes to the mod kit and everything, and it's been really amazing to see what's being made every day.
Yeah, I understand you have some new content you want to show with us today, a new bio.
We are pumped.
A new damn dinosaur.
That's right.
Oh, they've invented a dinosaur.
So this is the Redwood biome. It's a place that's unlike any other on the Ark. There's giant
kind of in the mood.
Trees that can't be
harvested. A little in the mood for the Ark, survival, or what is it, Ark Evolved? What is it?
Ark Survival Evolved.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, it's close.
I don't remember it looking like this when we played it.
No. Maybe something changed.
I remember it was already accessed. A really shitty looking shack.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Then you walk.
Seeing all the sort of looming danger there, which is really a core.
But I also don't really like survival games, so I don't know why I'm drawn to go back and play it more.
All right, here's the dinosaur, Jesse.
It's dinosaurs, probably.
This is the Artanosaurus. This guy's been a long time coming. The biggest dinosaur.
Did he say Artanosaurus?
I think he said Apatosaurus.
They're kind of indestructible. You can build giant
to me!
On them.
The Protoss will live forever!
And they can't. Yes, they can't be tamed in a traditional way. They're immune to narcotics.
So, I see you built a house. I'm gonna step on it.
Hey, let your wife talk.
On the dinosaur.
Yeah, science tells us that's possible. Of course.
You and Vess are on the same wavelength.
Oh, is she saying that in the chat? Same time. Yeah, she needs to say, let her talk.
I mean, talk to me a little bit.
She's listed as co-founder and creator. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, Primitive Plus is a mod that we've created, or Cedric created, one of our.
Did
our
you hear that?
Guys, originally they came what? Out.
She goes,
and he's been
Primitive Plus?
For a while. It's been
can you guys hear me?
To, so we're
I'm right
this
here.
Mod now.
And now he's talking. Maybe her mic sucks. That might be what's going on.
It's not properly mic'd.
Yeah. Get into this
I'll be right back.
Really oh, sounds like food to me.
It's living off the land. It's got a whole lot of new resources. It allows you to play the game without the high technology tier, and it really opens up a lot of new gameplay.
It's really centered around just creating an in-game community.
That's right, yeah.
The mics are weird in general. What?
Yep, storefronts, ways for people to trade things. I mean, it's really awesome. And this is just an example of one of those mods that was created.
He has to keep repeating what she says, and it's just making it seem dumb. I'm sure it's a mic problem, though.
There's new competitive game modes like Tribe Wars. There's new maps all over the place that have just been opening up the world for people to play.
I think they think her mic is dead, Vessa. I think that's what's happening. Just I'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
You get to play any animal in the game.
Yeah, her mic's jacked up. You can tell they can hear her in the place, but not the feed's not picking it up.
You can play as frogs, you can play as a wolf.
But we can hear her. They can't
barely, just barely hear.
And they have been working on this for a little while, and it's so
you know the game looks really stunning.
Even the time I played looked pretty good. It's been a while though.
You know, we started Ark and we added the poop button, and in this mod you have the mate button because
these are important buttons.
They are buttons
for the content release.
Yeah. You know, it's great button remapping. All the hardware carriers are really going crazy over this, but no. The goal is to create a pack, right?
Poop and sex jokes. Those work.
And,
that's a thing.
Play with them.
Oh, I miss the poop and sex jokes.
Yeah.
Babies, raise
remember
them,
how that game let
up.
You poo?
You can,
oh, yeah, do I?
So this game now lets you be a dinosaur or a bird or a creature or whatever, and you can raise your young and kill other stuff and,
and then
survive as like a creature.
Every dinosaur has a unique kind of, or creature has a unique vision. And of course, we've got humans on the island as well.
Yeah, Forrest, what are they doing there?
It seems like it's trying to do a lot of things. I'm wondering how many of those things are going to be fun.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, the core game seems pretty good, but I didn't know about all this animal business.
Well, I think that's new, isn't it?
Oh, Primer Survival. Yeah, that must be it.
Oh.
Yeah, you're right. That's what's new.
Mod on official servers.
That's so awesome.
It's a mod, right?
Arginair, you're right. It does sound like me.
What's that experience been like?
Oh, it's been amazing. I mean,
now she has a mic.
Absolutely.
Ralph goes, mic privilege.
So honestly, so creative. I mean, we
it's the 2016. Check your mic privilege at the door. When we find things
that we think are like, it's all right. She got the better mic in the end anyway.
I agree.
You need the gift of being able to role play as an ant and leave scents everywhere.
Totally.
Role play as an ant.
Frog, though, so you better watch out.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my lord.
Jesse and Forth wrap
that. Yeah, that's a little bit awkward.
Thank you.
Do frogs eat my ants?
I normally like to do a little spiel to lead into each thing. Question. Just frame it. But for this one, I don't have to. All I'm going to do is tell you the title. Up next, we have Giant Cock.
Well, you better use real good alliteration when you say that one.
Did he say cop?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Microbe Beach used to be a great natural experience. Do some naked sunbathing, naked barbecue, naked hula.
So this isn't low rent at all. This is a high quality, high fidelity experience I'm saying now.
All started going downhill when they brought in that giant...
People have no decency today. I couldn't even go to the beach without seeing peckers and hoo-has everywhere.
What?
Oh,
it's
oh, it's a VR thing?
Yeah, it's a VR.
I blame your TMS rant for this. Like a super
detective. Maybe I'm a bigger PC gamer than I thought.
I gave Giant Cop a picture of my beauty, and that dirty thief was quickly dealt with.
All right. So, Giant Cop, you're a cop that's
really tall and big.
I really don't like the character design in this.
Yeah, me either. Looks...
Oh, shit.
I don't know.
I no longer fear walking home. Now the giant cop has eyes everywhere. The streets feel much safer.
This seems like a game designed to try and get people to stream their game.
Too many games are like that now. It bothers me. What game could we make that somehow...
appeals to YouTubers.
Yeah, or specifically gets, you know, Tweety Pie. Tweety Pie?
PewDiePie.
PewDiePie to tweet there, to stream the damn thing.
Oh, justice above all!
Told you I didn't need to tell you anything. Now, our next title is the sequel to a game that at first I struggled with, but then fell in love with the combat. That game was Mount and Blade. Coming up next...
Mount and Blade is cool.
Coming up next...
Boy, look at all that advertising down there.
Yeah, they're just getting that all out there.
What's the name of the sequel?
Of which?
Mountain Blade.
Oh, Mountain Blade? I don't know.
Mountain Blade 2.
Low frame rate.
No, that's already out, Mountain Blade 2, isn't it?
Mountain Blade the beginning.
Mountain Blade the Space Marine.
The Mountain Blade.
Mountain Blader. Mounter and Blader.
Mounter and Blader.
Mountain buddy, Blade Runner. It's buddy, in the future.
Buddy Cop of 1600. I kind of want to get into this kind of game more. This is all it's like a team-based siege mode thing, right?
Yeah. I think it's another one of those I have and am intrigued by and have never played.
Yeah. I need to
look
out.
I have a couple of friends who raved about Mountain Blade, and the problem is it's so It was so graphically unappealing. It was sort of hard to get into, but I have friends who really got into it, and it was...
That looks all right. Man, that one looked pretty good, though. I agree with you, though. The first one looked a little...
Yeah, it's been upgraded, but I'm talking like 3 years ago.
Frank, it's so good to see you again. Hey, welcome to the show.
You know, as much as I disliked Woo Lady, and I did... it does sound weird when it feels like you only have three people clapping.
Yeah. Sandbox, it feels a little empty. And what
you
are is essentially you're
like just a regular person in the world. But you know what? I'm fine with PC gaming being a little bit weird and different.
I'm fine with Ron Weasley making Mountain Blade 2. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, like, I brought up the combat earlier. I mean, a lot of games have you hit the button to do the punch.
He looks a little like a Weasley, that's all. Blade is much more
physical. He looks very young.
Confirm that man has both mount and blade.
Yep.
Oh, he's abandoned the mount.
Yep, okay, well, no more mount. This is only blade.
Mount and catapult. The game where players wanted to see most
improvement from us. So what we did is and that's where PC gaming is really interesting, right? It's those games that appeal to a certain portion of the population, and it really does appeal to them. But it doesn't. It's not games that have to appeal to everyone, unlike many console games where you have to, you know, make a game that everyone is going to find something into, or, you know, you dull it. Not, I don't want to say dull it down, but sort of make the same kind of features for a lot of the games that, that you see. These can be things that are, that, you know, maybe, I don't know, a million people are going to like, but they're really going to like it. Or maybe even less, you know, a few 100,000 people are going to buy, but they're going to love it. And they're not going to find these kinds of things anywhere else.
I completely agree. It's like, you know, you could say the same thing in film or TV. There's opportunities with cable, for example, to tell stories or take risks on budget or acting or stories or plot or whatever that you could never attempt on the three major networks that are the big mainstream ones, because it's just too risky for, you know, to try to appeal to everyone. But you can get real niche-y on HBO or whatever, and create things that people adore and love, but in a much more, I don't know, you know, it's just not for everyone. It's a real advantage. That's one thing I love about PCs. I love all the weird shit I can get on this thing. Oh my gosh, the fighting up there is...
It just seems like a bad idea. It seems like everybody should just throw up their hands for a moment and go, wait,
wait,
hold on.
Okay, now you go. All right, now you swipe. Lightning bolt, lightning bolt, lightning bolt.
None of this makes any sense. Let's back. Can we go down in the courtyard? There's more room. Someone's going to get hurt up here, guys.
It is very LARPy looking. No offense. I like LARPers. Fine. LARPers are fine. Do what you got to do.
Tomo, I've got hurt.
Chat room agrees. LARP Simulator 2016.
Hooray!
Nebutron. Does his mum know he's at E3? He doesn't look that young, I don't think. There was a kid. I say a kid, he's 22, but who came to the movie this weekend from Chicago. His name's Sam. Totally cool guy. He knew more WoW lore than anyone I've ever talked to, by the way. Blew my mind.
So 22, he was 12 when WoW came out.
Yeah, and he looks like he's out there smoking, and he looks 12 now. He's just got this young face. Like, we all wish we were him because we'd never get older. But it was like watching a high school, like raunchy high school comedy when I walked outside. What is this? Is it like space cowboy stuff? Like space.
It looks more like post-apocalyptic something.
It sounded like Clotworthy, the guy that does Jim Raynor's voice. So we fight. But are we
fighting for our future? Is it a,
I think it's
arena
him.
Fighter thing?
The Surge.
It's the Surge.
It's all about the soft drink and how it came to be.
I feel like Day 9 interrupted the gameplay there at the end.
Yeah.
Project Blue Streak, and now we get the chance to know that it is called Lawbreakers. Up next, we have a video of a brand new map to play on in the game. It's called Promenade.
Lawbreakers. Oh, I heard this was all right.
Yeah, I haven't played it, but I heard the same thing. Welcome to Santa Monica
Island. In the rebuild, it's a shooter.
I have a problem with the voiceover, though. Until the good, the bad, and the straight up ugly arrive. And the straight up ugly arrive, yo.
They got the video wrong with those names. They show the good, they show the bad, and it's this monster. And they show the ugly, and it's this relatively normal looking person.
Yeah. Did you watch, did you see the hook? It is the year of the hook, man.
Oh yeah, look at that.
Definitely is.
Yep,
oh yeah, that's been there for a while. But I really hate when games or movies or anything try to be edgy, and they, you know, it's like your things you hate, Scott.
Yeah.
Like when they do the pre-written scripts.
Yeah,
I,
this is like that.
It
for
bothers
you.
Me, but not as much. But when they try to go like, oh yeah, this is awesome and edgy, and look at us, it feels.
They're still an alpha.
Yeah,
I thought
yeah.
That was closer to being out.
No, it's very closed alpha still. You're not allowed to stream it. You're not allowed to talk about it. It's NDA'd.
Tenki, I do not think that would displace the Overwatch player base. It's a different kind of game.
I just wanted to be comfortable. That's all I really care about. And I got to cast Ice-T again. How awesome is that?
It's his game.
It's Cliffy B.
Yeah, I didn't know that was his game.
Yeah, I forgot.
I guess I kind of knew that was what he was working on, but...
What have you been doing?
That is the most Patrick question ever, by the way. What have you been doing? That's amazing. It's really important to note that what we're doing is evolving this kind of game for kind of a new generation. So low gravity is the thing, right?
Yeah, the moon is shattered and it makes gravity weird. It's just trying an excuse to make vertical gameplay.
Low grav, insta gib.
Curious to hear what he's going to say though. He has to reference Overwatch somehow.
It'd be funny if this game basically felt like Unreal Tournament with low gravity and instagib on. You know? Like,
yeah.
And but I say that, but I would play that.
Oh, me too.
Oh my gosh. The time I spent in that.
So let's listen. Trying to be subtle. What Santa Monica and Los Angeles could be in the near future and whatnot after an earthquake and humanity manages to rebuild Los Angeles properly without all the darn cars.
It's a very ambitious plan for Los Angeles.
Dude, it's really my thinly veiled middle finger to this town because I love this town, but I hate it. It's like you're always in cars, you're always in traffic, so it's like if we could have like the big dig in L.A. and put all the cars underground self-driving, then we could have like lovely Frank Gehry architecture everywhere. And, you know, the Santa Monica Pier is reimagined with, you know, it's not just a Ferris wheel, but it's like omnidirectional now, along with a big zero-G pocket in the middle.
And I mean, in terms of just the gameplay, what has it been like to try to balance all the different motion routes that players can go through?
It's completely unbalanced right now. And that's why we're actually going to be doing the public alpha. And so when we do these public alphas, we actually say, come help break this game with us. You know, we've had some streamers who are already playing the game giving us, feedback on the health stations or feedback on the player speed.
No. Right.
And we're having
they're there to get your word out.
The studio, and I tell everyone,
don't tell us your streamers are doing anything else for you.
2016 and beyond and making a living product with your fans.
You know, I have to ask right away. There's so many different kinds of shooters coming out with Overwatch, with Battleborn, with Paladin.
They're already out.
How do you see Lawbreakers fitting into the mix with all these types of shooters coming out?
Well, I had this epiphany the other day, and I didn't tweet it in spite of my trash talking on Twitter. The fact that, you know, if Overwatch is Street Fighter, we're going to be Mortal Kombat. You know, Overwatch feels like it's kind
because
of,
we're edgy.
You know, towards a kind of an anime fan type vibe, right? And it's a fantastic game. My wife is really good at Mercy, by the way. Don't go up against her. She gets to play the game every time. But we're like kind of a Western
Mercy?
Version of that. That actually
Mercy
has,
hardly ever
you know,
gets played.
A little
game.
Bit of cursing, a little bit of gore. You know, it's not gratuitous, but you know, we're going back to the kind of the roots of a shooter where you can actually do a star fall down and boom, cause people to explode.
Awesome. I mean,
it's probably a good comparison, though.
Yeah, I don't think that's too trash talky. I think that's probably fair.
That's fine.
I'm fine with that.
Alpha timeline coming out here in a second here, where we're doing a public alpha, and it's actually on the 18th of June this weekend. Where if you go to
PCGamer.com, talked to him once.
You can enter your name and possibly
he was
in.
Very nice.
A limited amount of tickets that you can get in for that, and preloading
it was years ago though.
On the 16th, so you're not sitting there on the 18th eating up all your bandwidth downloading the darn game.
What were you talking
to
him about?
What we're building up to
infiltration, a mod
for
Unreal Tournament back in like
revealing that date yet in regards to when the game's you know
2001,
there's
two.
No so public alpha in 5 days. You want to try it?
I do want to try it.
Lawbreakers, tell us what you like. Tell us what you hate. Call us assholes. I don't really care. Just give us your feedback. That's what we're going for.
It's refreshing that people can swear on the PC gaming show.
I love it.
He's holding back, too.
I guarantee you will get that feedback.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm excited to play the game. I'm
excited
to tweet
at you.
I want to get access. Once again, PCGamer.com/law.
You'll get access just fine there, Sean Plot.
There's available, but they're all gone. Guaranteed.
Oh, good problem to have.
Of course. So, ladies and gentlemen, Cliff Lazinski from Lawbreakers. Thank you so much for coming out, Cliff. It's a pleasure. Now, we've brought some developers on to talk about their upcoming games and their upcoming content, but another very important group in the industry is the players themselves.
Okay, good. They're going to say the people who make the video cards, like AMD, for example.
Man, that was the roughest part.
Yep.
They brought out the guy with a... I don't know why, but I remember it being handcuffed in a briefcase to his wrist.
Yep.
Might be misremembering that.
I remember that too, kind of. Was it handcuffed? It was
a very PCGamer.com/law. I participated. I hope to get a key.
Oh, did you just now?
Yeah.
Really got all right, good job.
I was quiet. Why do you think I was quiet? I was trying not to alert you to the fact, but it's not first come, first serve. So, doesn't matter. There's just this massive growth. Ooh, Street Fighter.
That was a Blizzard guy talking, by the way. And where it could
potentially go. This is a really exciting time for Dota 2. At the International 5, EG pulled off the perfectly coordinated Echo Slam in order to take home the big prize pool. Ready for the dunk!
I wish I liked Dota.
Yeah, me too. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Really didn't like it. I don't like League of Legends either. And that was when I knew League
of Legends was here to stay. Does it weird you out that you play Heroes and you understand Heroes, but then you see Dota and you're like, I don't know what's happening?
Yeah, it's like, what are they doing? And when did it happen? Was it hour two that this happened? Or?
So this is an esports thing?
Yeah. They're just talking about esports in general. Dota 2, it is incredible
to see everyday gamers 100% hyped. Evo Moment 37 is
probably the most defining moment in. Oh my god, are you kidding me? Evo Moment 37, it's amazing. It's a moment that drew so much attention and brought players into the scene. Gives me chills even today. Point to that defining moment
as a time they got into. Wow, did Ken just win that?
Yeah. Oh, you've never seen that?
I've never seen that.
Oh my god, this is so amazing. It's basically Daigo versus Justin Wong, and Justin Wong is winning. Daigo has just like one sliver of health, and Justin Wong does that super that hits like a million times. It would have cheesed killed him. But Daigo counters every single one of the hits.
Yeah.
It's really hard to do, and then he jumps, counters once more, and as he's falling, starts the combo that kills Justin Wong and wins the match. It's an amazing moment.
I need to watch it.
Google it.
Yeah, I want to see it.
And the really amazing thing is the crowd going super wild.
Yeah. Oh, a little reference to Overwatch. That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a little Heroes in there. A little bittersweet Heroes talking about Cloud9 winning.
Yeah. That's a bummer, dude. Good a time to start as any League of Legends or Dota 2 or Counter-Strike watchers, any StarCraft players out there in the audience today.
Esports fans, there we go. Start now. Just go to Twitch. It's all over the place. Now, in addition, players being a critical piece of the industry, the technologists are as well. Uh-oh. There you go.
Shit.
So, joining me on the stage today is the lead sponsor of the PC Gaming
Shit! Show. Here to talk
about of course they're going to do it. What are you...
They were so raked over the coals for this last year, I thought they would do something different. Show us a trailer. Show us a trailer of the rad new card you got coming.
Well, there's no briefcases.
Oh my gosh. I hate this so much. When's Ubisoft on again?
In an hour. Still have an hour of this.
An hour?
Hey, all right, let's be honest. It's not as bad as last year.
Oh, I will totally agree with that.
Yet.
They've shown a lot of games so far, but we've just hit the AMD portion of the show.
It's going to be 5 minutes. They have to talk
last
about
last time they did three card. Appearances by AMD people. Three separate appearances.
I really listen, if they have one appearance that's 5 minutes long, I think it's fine.
Can anybody in the chat tell me, am I right in remembering that he had the briefcase handcuffed to his arm last year?
I remember something like that.
I remember that too.
Some top secret briefcase.
Yeah, and it was like, oh, because it's a U graphics card. It's so secret. Artgeneer in the chat room is saying that AMD showed the new card to Linus from Linus Tech Tips,
yeah.
And the CEO dropped the card on the ground. It was so funny. He was like, and here is the... Oh,
that sucks.
Oh, well, and Linus was dying.
Did they have a backup or something, I hope?
Well, it was still working. He was just showing it. It was just, you know, it's not like they plugged it in and started using it, but...
Hey, there's no better way to show off your video card than in a room with no light.
I was just thinking that same thing. I was like, they picked an interesting part of the campaign to go with.
That was
the
terrible.
Darkest part of the game.
Lisa, the box has made a return. Last year we had a box. This year we got a box.
Oh my god, they have
shit.
A box.
Gosh dang it. I'm going to go get a cookie. You guys carry
Wait,
on.
Maybe they're
going to
make a joke. So let's see what we
got
here. Maybe they're gonna make a joke.
Pull out.
No, it's not a joke. It's a graphics card. Our three cards. So
let me take you through them. First, let's start with the Radeon RX 480. This is our
I hate this. I'll be back.
Premium VR.
I'm getting a cookie. Everything's recording. Everyone just mind yourselves. I'll be back.
Did you say cookie? Please tell me you said cookie.
Yes, he said cookie. What did you hear he said?
I heard something else. I heard quickie.
And then we have two other cards here. Which are pretty
let's not dwell on that. RX 480 is a good card, but it's not like super top performance. So
it's 2.8x over the previous generation. And you get full HD experiences, 1080p, running 60 frames per second. Gorgeous card. We'll have many, many different versions of this from our add-in board partners.
The thing is, with the AMD, they do great low to mid budget graphics card at this stage. They're not competing in the high end.
Yeah, I've heard some of the specs of their new cards, and you know, even what it can achieve if you get two of them, which isn't unreasonable with their cards because they tend to run a little bit cheaper. It's definitely intriguing. I typically go NVIDIA, but I do a lot of people be opposed to an AMD.
Tanky in the chat room is asking how they stand next to the GTX 1070 and 1080. They don't. That's not well. I guess some of them compete with the 1070, and they might even be a little bit cheaper, but they're usually not as powerful. So they're more for the more budget-oriented people, which is, you know. Obviously, those other, the new NVIDIA cards are really expensive. So if you want high-end, you probably want to go with NVIDIA. But if you want mid-range, maybe even low-range, you're probably going to go with, I mean, AMD might be a better deal. I'd still go NVIDIA just because it seems like it's got, it's become a little bit less buggy, I think. But that might be my bias.
There's a lot of stuff on the NVIDIA periphery I also really like. I actually really appreciate their optimization that they do for a lot of games and the way they handle their drivers and all of that. It's been a while since I've had an AMD card, so maybe they do it as well, but the NVIDIA has been really slick with that.
Yeah, and Tenke is also saying something that I kind of agree with. They're everywhere in the industry, and they have the APIs like Physics, Hairworks, and NVIDIA. I can't remember the name of a specific API that is widely adopted and that is specific to NVIDIA cards. So,
yeah, they're in a that horse race is unfair at the moment.
Yeah,
I don't think things like this help them though.
No, probably not.
Because I just kind of call them bullshit. It just feels so PR-y.
Serious Sam, huh?
What? But then again, every console has an AMD chip in it.
Oh, VR Serious
Sam. Yeah, of course.
Oh, I love the guy with the heads on his hands or whatever. Hey guys, what do you bet you stand in one place and hordes of enemies come at you and you just shoot them till they're all land dead?
Get ready to get serious.
Serious Sammer.
Serious
Sammier.
We love Serious Sam. So.
That's a good way of showing off the cards is to show games. See, Scott?
That's a little bit of a secret. Look, we love CPUs. We think you know they really go in a pair, and we've been doing quite a bit of development.
She looks like she could kick my ass.
We have a new development called Zen.
She might. You're stereotyping because she's Asian.
No, it's not because she's. I didn't think she was going to like karate chop me. I don't mean that. She just looks like she's a tough cookie.
Really
she kicked my butt.
Sean, I wanted to bring the lab here, but I needed the engineers to do some work.
Scott did miss the weird backpack.
So the weird backpack is the VR portable computers for VR to allow people to be mobile.
Yeah, I've been hearing about that a lot.
That's yeah, it's like it looks dumb. It looks super dumb, but yeah, it looks dumb.
We bring up labs. We've been testing out the Zen core, and we've been doing our integration level tests.
Science.
So PS4s, Xbox Ones, and
we use
all have AMD GPUs in them.
Yeah,
so
but
they make
it
a lot of money.
Doesn't
on
matter.
That. Do they make a ton of money in that area, or don't they? I don't even know.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm guessing that's what's keeping them afloat now.
Gee, I wonder if Doom is doing well.
Well, they're showing the game that's popular now. They had to deal with it, apparently.
I am sentient. Oh, Zen.
I am Zen. So it's the Zen chip that's the latest chip.
Thank you so much for coming out today. It's been a pleasure to see all the new goodies.
We are extremely excited about what we can do this year. And Sean, thank you. And all PC gamers, AMD is for you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That fell flat.
Enough said.
Thanks for putting on the show again this year. It's a lot of fun.
Holy shit.
Now, let's talk about video games.
And now that we're done with that shit, that's so, it's fine. It was like 5 minutes. It's fine. Don't you think it's fine, Scott?
No, I think it's terrible. I think it's a bad idea. There are better ways to do it.
Okay. I like that Scott's still down on it, and he was getting a cookie for half the day.
I just mean it'd be like, I think there are better ways to front face your brand.
All right, Vampyr, had a great trailer shown earlier today. I don't know if you saw it. But
is that what this is?
Looks like an interesting game, yeah.
It's Vampyr. It's a very dark game. I can't hardly see it.
Basically, you play a vampire.
Yeah.
And it's like you're a vampire, but you're not happy about it. You feel cursed, and you're chased by dark things, apparently.
You know, for once, I'd like to see a happy vampire. Like, he gets made into a vampire. He's like, that's pretty great.
I want a vampire that can work in the light.
Oh,
like a daywalker?
Like, I can't see shit. Like, where's the gamma control on this video? It's killing me.
This is not too bad.
Would you lose your mind? Would you lose your mind if Diablo 4 was third person?
Oh, that'd be pretty cool, actually.
That would be weird. I think, I don't know. I don't think they can make it Diablo 4 if it was third person. I think they would have to make it like Diablo Gaiden, like a side story.
Yeah.
Not since rainbows would people be so up in arms about a Diablo decision. Yeah. But
or cows.
But I think it would be a very interesting experiment.
It's for Killing Floor 2. Let's welcome Tripwire Interactive's John Gibson.
You know what? I'm not John, super excited about this show anymore.
It was really, really bad last year. This time it's just, it's fine.
Yeah, it's just somewhat dull and boring.
I talked to that guy on the phone. Remember, John, when we were doing the Killing Floor 2 thing?
Yeah,
I had to
played it, but they never came on.
They never came on. This was the guy that was supposed to be on with us. He was supposed to come on and talk about the thing, and they just totally blew us off.
Well, they,
it was their idea, too. It wasn't like... It wasn't. It was,
did they like call you and say, hey, we'd like to talk to you, and then didn't show up?
They contacted us, as we want to come on to your NVIDIA show, and we'd like to... We'll give you guys two codes so you can play the game ahead of time. And then we'll come on and talk about all this new tech. Who will it be? Oh, it'll be this guy. Okay, great. Gave him the time, got it all set up, got the codes, had the game, we're playing it. And he just never showed and never heard anything again about it.
And we had a good time with it, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that was their trick. They were like, hey, we'll come on. Will you play our game? And then you're like, yes. And then they don't come on, but you like the game.
Pretty sure it's him. It could have been a different guy, but I think it was him.
Yeah, Tanky is saying if this event was later at night, it would be a great drinking game.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Guess what, Tanky? It's late at night in where I am, so...
I wanted to like this game more than I liked it.
Yeah,
it's pretty
it was
metal,
a fun
you know?
Thing to do for experience points.
Yeah. But it's not the kind of thing I would get obsessed about and keep going. Like, Left 4 Dead, I played a lot of Left 4 Dead. And this didn't match that for me.
It was a very
oh,
dark
Left 4 Dead 3. I so wish they would do a Left 4 Dead 3.
Oh, yeah, dude. I love Left 4 Dead.
I can't remember who I was talking to. Maybe it was on Overwatchers, but we were discussing the possibility of an Overwatch single player thing or like a different type of, and someone suggested, it might have been me, something like Left 4 Dead, a co-op arena, so like survival thing. Okay, so I think that would be an awesome.
Yeah, like work your way through waves of Omnix or something. Really
cool new yeah.
Weapon, yeah, that'd be all right. I'd love it if Blizzard let some mod support happen there. I don't think they have any plans to, but that would be really fun to see if people
I think Kaplan said he was. They weren't opposed to it, but it's just not their first priority. But might happen.
That'd be great.
And so now we're taking those best maps, we're helping them polish them up, and we're shipping them as part of the game.
So are people less up in arms about the Killing Floor DLC now? The microtransactions.
Right. What's coming up next? I forgot about that. That was like a big stink for a while.
Yeah, because they said they weren't going to have them, and then they did. So, is there anything that you guys thought was worth it in this show until now? Like anything?
No. Last year we stuck with it because they were going to talk about Heroes of the Storm. This year we don't even have that.
The chips and salsa here are pretty good.
I think I'm going to go get some chips, too.
For me, the highlight of this, if there's such a thing, probably the Cliffy B bit. Not for him so much as I just want to see more about that game.
Yeah. Mm. I liked the Total War thing, too.
Yeah.
I
was like, that's a lot
of effort. But,
there's just so much. You know how much stuff there is in PC gaming to cover? Like, really, truly, the breadth of what's available isn't even being touched on here. This is like 8 or 9 select people who agreed to do it, and it doesn't really even touch like the millions of things I get on stage.
What are they going to do? Like, get people who don't agree to do it?
Well, there's just bigger fish to fry than these guys. You know? Like, Blizzard. What's the number one thing people are talking about in PC gaming right now? Overwatch, constantly.
Maybe it's going to show up.
I guess it could, still. But yeah, I would say...
The two-hour show about Overwatch.
This is a safe break time.
They're doing a Oculus version of Killing Floor.
Invited Aubrey Plaza. If you think the Killing Floor universe is intense, wait until you check it out in VR
with Oculus Touch. It's pretty incredible. She's my kind of nerd. If I was in high school or whatever, not in high school. If I was in college, age, whatever, I'd ask her out. She seems very nice. I like nerd girls.
She's sweet right in her name.
Yeah, she's real sweet. All right, VR Killing Floor.
Killing VR Floor.
That is accurate to my experience with this game. It is that dark.
Everything they make is so metal. Just... It's all heavy metal. And I can't see a damn thing.
You have a ghost hand. You have a ghost gun.
Shoot paper with it.
You know what? We're starting to see games that look like games in VR. And that's a good... It sounds good to me.
I agree.
All right.
Okay. Coming to Oculus Touch.
John, I don't know if I'm going to be able to play this game. That looks so scary, man. It's scary. And I mean, like,
a little
really
peel
outside
come out.
Of the horror element to it. I mean, that must have been a real interesting new space trying to figure out how to translate some of the gunplay experiences from Killing Floor into virtual reality. Absolutely. And that's one of the things that's so exciting about working on virtual reality. You know, when we got the touch controllers, we're like, this is really exciting.
He said virtual reality. We're really sailing, which made me think maybe a new Sega Virtua Fighter was coming out.
That'd be pretty good.
I would play that.
It has been posited by the chat room that perhaps she is the TV devil for this particular.
Oh, actually, you know what? I could see it.
I can see it too. Yeah. I read it and I was like, that's not the craziest thing I've heard.
And the name Sweet is so contradictory to her being the devil, it's perfect.
Yeah, like she just reaches over and Gul'dan husks the man next to her.
Yep. And her bare knees right there, like spikes just go shink, shink. And she sinks those into Sean Plott's chest.
It's really exciting.
All hail the Dark Lord!
And she's like, do you think I'm sweet now?
Yeah, what do you think now?
I'll send your body to the plot.
Hey, by the way, in the war, I don't want to spoil anything, but in the Warcraft movie, I'm not crazy, right? When the, let's put it this way, when somebody falls in the pool, comes out looking a little devil-y,
yeah.
Supposed to be Sargeras, right?
No.
No, no, but I think he's supposed to resemble a demon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everyone at our viewing thought he was the embodiment of the rebirth of Sargeras.
Like his
I mean,
daddy?
They could decide to go that route. They kind of have free reign in that regard, but
no, he looks like a demon, like a Illidan like demon. Sargeras has the beard thing, like the tentacles, beard, tentacle.
Oh,
beard.
You're right. Who am I thinking of then? I'm not thinking of him. Who's the one that fights KT at the end of that DLC? Or not DLC, the end of that expansion.
Oh, that's Sargeras trying to come out.
So that is Sargeras.
Yeah. Oh, are you talking about Kil'jaeden?
Kil'jaeden's who I'm thinking of.
Well, they look the same. They kind of look the same.
All right, maybe I'm just full of it. I love this game. I can't imagine it in VR for some reason.
Super hot?
Yeah. I really liked it in VR. What the heck's going on here?
Super hot.
Oh, no way. They have like super hot story stuff outside of the... Dude, that's kind of cool. That game is cool.
I didn't play it. I think I even have it.
Like this. It's my favorite part of that whole trailer.
Really?
Now the next video piece coming up.
Set the bar where you want the bar, Day 9.
Yeah, you put them wherever you need it there. You gotta plot your own course.
I made a plot comeback joke earlier, callback joke, and you didn't even laugh. That was hurtful.
Oh, was I gone?
I appreciated it.
Was I gone?
I liked it a lot.
No, you were here. You're just too busy trying to be funny yourself, Scott.
For centuries, oh, shit, donkeys. Kairos the Overlord has conquered the looks like horde symbols.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. It looks like totally. Descent has
been quelled. Oh, is this
is this Umbra?
No. This is Obsidian. So this is more of that game they made.
Oh, the banner thing?
No. Execution of justice. It's the one that they kickstarted and it did real well. People liked it. It's like Baldur's Gate.
The tower. To feed the flames of war. Towerfall? Is that what? No, not Towerfall.
Tricky Bill and his monkey island.
Yep. Got it. Nailed it in one.
Tides of Numeramo?
No.
Spearheads of the cause. Pillars of Eternity.
That's it. Pillars of Eternity.
Pillars are like towers.
Yeah, I think you were on the track. Right track.
Yeah, I was there. It's a lot closer than Monkey Pirates.
Because what I'm looking at looks like Pillars of Eternity to me.
You can institute the law from above. Towers of Pumba. Or use the banner to institute your own. The destiny of nations is yours to decide. And it wasn't any of those things.
What
so
is it? Tyranny?
Tyranny. Are you about to call it tyranny?
What do we know about that?
Off my wallet. I will continue to buy everything you make of
that was funny. Oh, my wallet. Is a futuristic
horror game made. All right, damn it. I need to know more. Tyranny. Let's take a look at Observer.
Observer?
Tyranny. Loading. Oh, there's a whole page for this already. That wasn't a new announcement.
Jeez. It's a rough day to be a bird.
Maybe it's Diablo-like.
So many scary stuff.
People are into that, man. Dark.
So many very short teasers. Teaser trailer.
The cut to him was pretty good.
Yeah.
Is Rafal Basai from Blooper Team.
Blooper Team?
Blooper Team. All right, I'm going to go get some chips.
On the note of Blooper Team, I'll be back. Look at
that. Nice Blooper Team. You're looking good
as well. This is a nice floral tie. Yeah. I recently learned the word paisley. Oh, cool, huh? Now, right away, I just want to ask, what sort of game is Observer?
What I admire about Plot is he just barrels through it.
Yep. Like, he doesn't care.
Like, here's a shitty joke. Here I go. Whoa, just runs through. Oh, this game's...
It's a hidden horror game in which you play as Dan, who is a member of a special police unit that actually is called Observer.
And what accent would you say this is?
Hack other his own. Mind, memory.
So you know, you're right.
He's just own it.
I should have been thinking.
I mean, the setting is really...
He's an Observer. With all the digitization on the wall. He can see my command center.
I see what you're doing.
We are setting the game in a cyberpunk universe.
My sweet glasses.
But then again, it's not something to
my eyes. I am observing now.
Did you observe the bird?
And we are having, you know, this fight between the high-tech environment.
My tyranny looks pretty good.
You know, the dusty and destroyed, devastated, you know, buildings and stuff like that.
Now, I have to ask, there's a lot of different spreads in the horror genre of some a little more story focused, some a little more pure horror jump scare focused. Where does Observer lie in terms of gameplay?
Yeah, so it will be a full-fledged horror experience, but as with Layers of Fear, we are focusing.
You can detect them with missile towers near your Terran base.
But then again, you play as a detective and an observer.
You want to go behind and observe. You do not want to be seen. And then you want to kill all the Terran Marines.
That's right.
It would be upsetting.
All right, report card time. What's Observer?
We don't know still.
We don't know. We're not sure.
Here's some more videos.
Because you weren't listening or because
No, we were listening.
Say.
It just didn't make... It wasn't landing on me.
We may have gotten distracted by accents.
Yeah, that's true.
Is it a beautiful French accent?
No. I think it's like Swedish or Icelandic or something.
Well, that's what we were trying to figure out, Patrick. We couldn't figure it out.
You know what? I'm going to mute myself and eat my chips.
I'm going to eat my chips and forget to mute myself.
Oh, you ever have a computer do that to you?
Only when it's observing me.
Oh, I can see you because it put an eyeball on the screen.
Yep.
That's how monitors work.
Actually, it's kind of a cool idea. It seems seems a little scary.
Rave room. Five. Get a two-bedroom apartment. That's what I'm going to make one room for.
Forget about a VR room. Get a rave room. Yeah. You can sit in there with your own pacifier covered in E.
Ugh. It's in the chair. I'm going to feel bad going, if that's just a normal-looking person, but that doesn't look normal.
Nope. That's a fly lady. What are you doing?
Are you saying that she's part fly or that's a fly lady?
Oh, it's a helmet.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do any needly thing.
Oh. Uh-oh, they've fallen down a Minecraft shaft.
Observe. Oh, and then you're seeing what she's seeing?
I guess so. I'm loving it, dude.
Observer. If you're going to make a horror game, though, perhaps your studio name should not be Bloober. So good.
Our next guest is going to be taking over hosting for me for just a little bit. I'm very excited to hear about
his name. I'm out of here. This has been bullshit. Good night, everybody. Take it away, Jason. Thank you. Jason Coleman.
We're excited to announce an all-new RTS-style game called Drop Zone. Sparky Pants, we're veterans of RTS development.
Sparky Pants?
You better.
Yep.
Better watch yourself, Sparky Pants. You're
like
about
that.
To
That's a
trademark infringe.
I'm a big pants fan.
Controls three pilots with abilities they've configured before the match using our gear system. Drop Zone combines the strategy of a classic RTS with a fast.
Did he just not want to talk to Day 9? He was just like, nope, I'm going to come out, do a pitch. Don't let him talk to me.
Didn't that happen last time? There were a couple of people that didn't want to do the normal way, and they felt like they had to come out and do like a stage one.
Yeah, I feel like that was something that happened.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think it feels better.
I kind of agree, actually. But I still get that weird impression of like they had this E3 press conference planned,
And then they were told, oh, sorry, we can't make space for you. We're going on the PC gaming show. We're going to do it
our way.
This looks like a MOBA to me.
Is it like a... This it feels like an arena fighter.
Yeah.
Like a modern multiplayer Pac-Man type thing. They're just in a big bio bowl, though.
15-minute games? That sounds kind of cool. PlayDropZone.com. I want to see more about that.
And I'm back. Jason nailed it. And there are never too many RTSs. Now,
that's not true. There are always too many. Oh, yeah, look at this.
Sensation on the modding scene and a brilliant game in its own right. They're here today to talk about their upcoming expansion that is the culmination of years of work, Arma 3 Apex. Joining me will be Jay.
Was it Play Drop Zone?
PlayDropZone.com. And check out that's a cool website, too.
Good to see. Oh, Mr. Nine. Ooh, I like that title.
Thank you very much for the introduction. Maybe just let me say also thank you for being here. At Bohemia, we are big advocates of the PC, of PC gaming, so it's a real
pleasure. Okay, yeah, there isn't a lot, but it looks intriguing for sure.
Yeah, I want to check it out.
Yeah.
Czech Republic. Yeah, it's great to be here.
It's wonderful to have you. Thank you, Jay.
Well, I greatly respect what Arma does, because that game is insane, and for the people who like it, it's awesome that that is a thing that exists. Yeah. It is also going to be the segment of the show where I decide to use my bathroom break and put the pizza away.
I'm going to assume you say...
So, you know, that's exactly the problem of PC gaming, right? It's the fact that it's difficult to drum up super excitement for everyone because every game that you're going to get for a PC gaming show is probably going to be something that caters to a relatively narrow slice of the population. Because if it caters to everyone, then... And it's good enough, it's probably going to get scooped up by one of the big publishers.
I mean, I'll tell you who could do a killer standalone PC gaming conference.
It would be BlizzCon.
It would be Microsoft, or it could be... I mean, that would be a little self-serving because they own the platform, but like Valve could do... Something amazing, like a Steam conference, maybe. I mean, it's a platform, like the biggest platform if you look at volume of content. So that could be interesting.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Could be.
Sorry, I just read some new thing Trump said. I cannot believe he's allowed to be the nominee. VTOL aircraft that can carry other vehicles inside them. They're so big. Then we have these little sort of nimble, light, fun to play with light strike vehicles. So you can sort of get your squad, pile in, and jet around the terrain and those.
I mean, the thing that's always amazing about the Arma games is that not only is this a ton of content for the game proper, but modding is obviously a huge part of Arma 3. How did you design the content with modding in mind?
Well, I think starting with the terrain, maybe, alone, all of the mods and game modes that you know and love.
Not enough French guys, Patrick.
Coming back with Apex and getting this fresh new setting, this jungly island terrain.
Not enough French people on these shows. What's going on with that?
Well, they have their own conference. It's called Ubisoft.
Oh, good point.
Ooh, which is starting... Wait, is it starting now?
Oh, shit! We better check.
Are we late? Wait, is it?
Hold on. Ubisoft. No.
No, we still have half an hour.
Yeah.
All right. That was close.
Also quite difficult but sometimes sad history, and we know that our models are, you know, the kind of gamers that will go out there and make new stuff.
I don't know why that made me laugh so hard. But that.
We're really looking forward to seeing what they come up with.
Panicking Patrick is funny, Patrick.
To start off this world exclusive, the very first look at Arma 3 Apex.
Arma 3 Apex. Looks nice. Buffering. Man, this series is kind of hardcore. Like, I don't know if you've ever played an ARMA game, but...
No, I haven't.
It's so technical.
I basically only started hearing about ARMA when DayZ became popular.
Yeah.
It's a super hardcore, realistic military shooter thing.
Yeah, guns behave like the way they're supposed to. Movement is very, slow and methodic.
Jay, you snuck a release date in on us.
Yeah, we might have seen...
It's like the exact opposite of Overwatch. Like the other side of the world.
11th of July or July 11th.
So Holinka said... on Twitter that he enjoyed Dill's review of WoW, and that the fact that he always calls me Patrick from France. So I replied that it's an old thing from the instant days, and also it's to differentiate from my evil twin, Patrick from Ohio.
Yeah, he's the worst.
Yeah, Patrick from Ohio. You want that guy on your show, just telling you.
Wait, where did Dill's do a review?
Oh, on YouTube. It's like a 40-minute thing.
He reviewed it.
Yeah, the first spoilerless part is really cool, and the second part is basically he did what Terpser did on the instance. He just goes through the movie and describes what happens in the movie.
Really?
I don't understand why you guys do this. It's super weird.
It is a little bit weird.
Thank you so much for coming.
It's enjoyable, but
it was Terpser's idea. I don't know.
Yeah, that's usually our response to Terpser's ideas.
Now, our next title is from Bulkhead and Square Enix. It's trying to answer the question, are there robots on Europa? Let's take a look at Turing Test.
Turret Test. Isn't that the one?
Turret?
Yeah, doesn't that mean
or
the machine,
Turing?
The machine's alive if it can answer all the questions or something? Oh, that's the Turing Test.
Are we starting with a common science fiction question? Is there life on Europa? And, we went to scientific advisors to try and get an idea of what that life would actually be. So we're telling a science fiction story, and it is really fictionalized, and we have...
Where is Europa?
Kind of stuff.
Oh, it's a moon on Titan. Not Titan. The big-ass planet. Jupiter. No,
Jupiter
wait. Not Jupiter. Is
Saturn.
It?
Saturn's moon?
No, not Saturn. It's Jupiter. I think it's Jupiter. Yeah, there you go. Thank you, chat room.
It's kind of a...
Have you never seen 2001?
Yeah, but I don't remember the Europa connection.
Oh, well, because there's Europa. It's like the monolith says, you can have the whole universe, but don't you dare go to Europa. And of course, what do? They go to Europe.
Control over the environment, and it just opens the world up to a lot more possibilities, really.
There's more water under the crust than we contain total. Wow. I know where we're going.
But as well as this linear story,
when we run out.
Also elements underneath that will change the meaning of the story for the player as they experience it.
I like these. There's a spate of these going on these days. These first-person shooter games that aren't really about killing things. It's more about puzzles and stories. I'm really into that. Like the Going Home and that new one I started playing, Solus Project.
Going Home, you mean Gone Home?
Gone Home's what I meant. Yeah.
Right.
Going Home.
Yeah, this one looks interesting too. You know, there are a lot of things that look interesting, but that don't make you go, oh my god, I want to play this right now.
Yeah. It feels like it's got a little Portal inspiration.
Developing the game has been about that challenge.
There's just so many games to play. That's the problem.
Which game
is
this?
Problem.
Some kind of weird first-person story, hey, is there life on Europa deal?
Called the Turing Test?
The Turing Test instead of the... Oh, it is the Turing Test.
Yeah.
I thought they said the Turret Test.
Well, that would make no sense now, would it?
No, not now.
Our next guest taking the stage is here to talk about how scary it is to drive across the country. From Finchie,
I'm really curious to see if they're going to eat into the Ubisoft conference.
Well, I know they're not going to for me.
Yeah, they're getting close.
So, Overland is a survival strategy game where you take a road trip across a post-apocalyptic North America.
So, bring your daughter to work day?
She seems very young, very
we're
capable.
Currently running a limited first
back She's heir to the Sean Penn fortune. It's fine. And starting right
now, we have a I think it's awesome. Available. So
check that out. I mean, I think it's cool. I just like okay, let's
look at the trailer.
For whatever
looks,
reason, that angle, that lighting, I seriously thought they had like an 11-12-year-old
girl. She looks really young. She looks even younger than Ron Weasley earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she's probably my daughter's age. She's probably 19.
Everything is stressful. That is a summary of my life right there.
Yep.
And it works so well. I guess it does, yeah.
What's going on here? I would love weird shit like this.
Yeah, weird art styles.
I'm a
immediately
big fan.
Makes me think of the, like, Go series.
Yes. I get so jazzed about games that are in this vein. I know they're small and they're like $10 and no one ever hears about them again, but I always get excited. Overland. An elite group of heroes used to fight the Omnic Corporation in Overland.
Hipsters. Oddities. Right?
Once again, that was
little dwarf Swedish men.
Time to work.
Let's take a look. Get on the point.
I've got something. What does he say? I think I've got something good for you. Or whatever he says.
Something like that.
Get your armor here.
Yep, he definitely says that.
Yeah.
Release date. When it's done.
That's right, when he's making his...
Oh, it's delivery date? Can't remember.
Hey.
Ooh.
It's a
I spaceshipped. Right. Hey, everybody, I spaceshipped.
Whoa, you just... That was easy.
Jeez, it looked like all he made was a cockpit, but then there was a whole ship there.
Mm-hmm. It was a big cock pit.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's not even...
What are they playing a little... we're doing a little No Man's Sky riffing here? Is that
yeah,
what this is?
Looks like it.
Fast forward.
Hmm.
I mean, I dig this kind of stuff. I'm not
too.
Opposed to it.
I do too.
Well, if No Man's Sky turns out to be a bomb, or to bomb...
Then you've got.
Then maybe you can try this thing.
Then you've got dual universe to look forward to. Or is that backwards C, dyslexic universe to look forward to?
About what we just saw. Let's welcome from Nova Corps, Jean-Christophe Bailly.
Oh, practice that one all night.
So many games are being shown. It's pretty amazing. I'm keeping track, and there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I can't count. We're already at 20 different games,
me,
basically.
Hey, French guy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
I apologize. My breath is terrible. I ate a lot of cheese this morning.
You might be Canadian.
No.
Oh, no. He's French.
Okay.
He can't speak English. He's French.
You can actually harvest minerals from the ground in the planet. Everything. Why is it he has the stereotyped accent and you don't?
Because I was bred for the internet.
Wow. Because yours is just like a different thing altogether. Like nobody sounds like you. Everybody plays in the no other French person I know sounds like Patrick.
Is this the moment when I sound French?
No, we still don't.
Is this a moment in the show? No, I mean, should I?
Oh, no. Well, I know you can do one. I don't mean that. But, like, your just natural way of speaking doesn't... It feels like it has no origin. Like, you could be an alien on Star
Trek.
It's
weird. It's because I listen to too many podcasts.
Yeah.
It's you guys that are, you know...
It's us to blame.
You're infiltrating my DNA just like some kind of weird DNA virus.
But you,
and rewiring my the makeup of my...
You could
body.
Be, though, you could be like an alien on Star Trek or something who just sounds weird. Or not weird, but different than everyone else.
Guys, it's just on a real kick.
Yeah.
Married up, yeah. You sound weird.
Well, you know, he's not wrong on any. The thing is, I really don't think, when I listen to myself, I don't think I really have an accent, but apparently I do. And when Scott tries to do it, he sounds Indian. So
it'd be like a cool, you'd be like one of the cool Eastern Kingdom types in like Game of Thrones, where it's like, ah, in the city of Meereen, we have to deal with the stuff. Because you,
that's not Eastern, that's like,
isn't it Eastern?
Mediterranean.
Well, no, I mean, it's Eastern in terms of location in Westeros.
Oh, right, like, okay.
Yeah, like we're all the Dothraki and Meereenians and all those people.
Ah, I was going to speak in Dothraki, but then realized that would be way too big a fool of myself.
You have to be all muscly and hairy to do that.
Well, I got one of those two down.
I'll let the audience guess which one. I'll bet it's Harry.
Break where the only correct thing to do in the game is do mining or something like that.
How thick is the layer of ice on Europa?
It is exactly 1,200 meters thick.
Close. Theory and observation indicate that Europa's icy shell is around 15 to 25 kilometers, which would be 10 to 15 miles thick, overlying an ocean approximately 60 to 150 kilometers deep. Support for this hypothesis comes from observations of pits, domes, and spots on Europa's surface.
Comes from listeners like you.
Like you. And a generous grant from the Gates Foundation.
So that's what we want to do. And we're going to launch
a website, poo poo?
Sorry, I'm eating chips. I don't want to, you know, go like...
Oh, listen to you masticate. Mmm. What is Europa made of? Sorry, I'm really into this.
Did you just go to spacefacts.com?
It is made of primarily silicate rock and water ice crust. Oh, and a nickel, iron nickel core.
And a nickel. We launched it up there in 72.
Is not exactly a game. It is about the tools of the trade for gamers. It's time for us to take a look at a video that celebrates the mouse and keyboard.
I bet it's all Razer products.
That it probably is.
That looks like a Razer mouse and a Razer keyboard.
Got my Razer mouse right here. Very happy with it.
Yeah, it's a good mouse.
And, and Razer keyboard.
I have a Razer keyboard, but I do not have a Razer mouse because every Razer mouse I have purchased has died within a year.
Oh, well. Crap.
I loved them, but sadly I went through two of them and then I said, well, I'm not going to get another Razer mouse.
I used them at Blizzard and they were really good. And they stayed good for years, so.
My favorite.
My experience has been good.
My SteelSeries stuff has always been really good to me. I love my new keyboard.
Favorite key? The Tilda.
They're picking their favorite key of the keyboard. So I guess the question to you gentlemen is, what is your favorite key of the keyboard?
Well, let's see. I'm going to say the space bar. It's so big and long. It allows for so much, you know, spacing.
I'm going to say the escape key. And that, you know, gives you a little bit of insight into my character and soul.
Read into that what you will.
Yeah.
By the way, this bothers me less than the AMD stuff because at least this is just like a little video unit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is. It is true. It's shorter and it's less annoying. It feels like just a regular promo.
Coming up next, we have the sequel to a console RTS called Halo Wars. Joining us. 343 Industries to talk about Halo Wars 2.
It's fresh from the Microsoft stage.
Still pitting out and sweaty.
Hey. Hey. Welcome. How's good going? To see you.
Good to see you.
Come join me on this awesome comfy chair. Now, you're making Halo
this
Wars
is getting to the point where I'm starting to be really bored.
Awesome, yeah, it's not great.
That could very well be
quick, Scott, entertain us.
Well, you got ten minutes to the other hooch. Should we find that and just assume this goes nowhere?
I have it up right now, and I'm going to just warn you.
Yeah.
We might be in the better place at the moment.
Well, they're doing some bad pre-show.
Well, it hasn't started.
Or has it started? Has it?
Okay, you might be in a better place over what they're currently showing on the Ubisoft Twitch channel at the moment.
Tell me what they're showing. Just give me an idea. What is
it? It was a blue-haired girl looking at a screen where they were giving her an amount of stars based on something she did.
Okay.
And now there's assassins killing people while an orchestra plays. That seems better.
Yeah, that was... Okay, there's the Division.
Now there's a YouTuber.
Yeah, it's just a sizzle reel of stuff. And YouTubers. Oh my god, not YouTubers.
YouTubers. You can plant those in the ground and they will grow.
Yep. Nothing like a YouTuber pie.
Big focus on Tracer Fire, making it very clear who's shooting at you. Tracer Fire. Cheers, love.
Cheers, love. Cavalry is here. This will protect us. We're all soldiers now.
Generic white guys read Overwatch lines. This will protect us.
For Valhalla.
Precision German engineering.
Get behind
Let them
me.
Eat cake.
Well, that's a fine how do you do.
That will learn you. Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop.
I was going to say I could do Bastion. I'm not opposed to a good Halo RTS. I just don't know if I want to play an RTS period right now. I'm just not in the mood.
It is, you know, there are just so many things. So many things to play.
I think I can win Scott.
Look at that. It looks super good.
It looks really nice. Like, that's beautiful, but.
Scott, what if?
Yeah.
These were Space Marines.
All right.
And they had names like Executus.
Okay, you got me. I'll do that. I'll totally do that. I've been playing that chess game. What's that one called? The 40K Regicide on my phone constantly. I love it. Nothing like killing an orc by going diagonally on a chessboard.
So do you think Aisha Taylor is going to do the Ubisoft thing again?
Oh, probably.
I think so.
Yeah, she's always on there. Although I thought you said, do you think I Shot Taylor will be doing that? I'm like, who is that, a band?
New band.
Aisha Tyler, you mean.
Yeah, Aisha Tyler. Oh, Tyler?
Yeah,
okay.
She's done it for like 4 years. I'll bet she's there again.
She does a fine job. She gets a lot of flack, but I think she does a fine job.
Yeah, she's fine.
Does she get a lot of flack?
She's a woman. She's
I mean, I think everyone probably does, but...
People give women bad times for no reason.
The problem is Ubisoft is well known for having one of the most awkward press conferences in the entire world, and that's not her fault. That's Ubisoft's fault.
Ooh, you have obviously not watched a Samsung conference.
Oh, they're bad too.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
And I have seen back when Konami used to do it. A number of things we wanted to take. I want to talk about a rough one. For example, right, multiple groupings on a mouse
and keyboard. Just a quick nature. Yeah, when's the last time Konami did one? It's been ages. Really, really quickly, as
well as a few other PC functions. Oh, they don't really do them, do they?
They used to.
They used to.
Really? At E3?
Every E3, yeah.
Wow. Well, yeah, that's not coming back anytime soon. You might see Kojima Productions, though.
Yeah. I'll bet Sony has him. What do you bet? Not has him, but has him on stage tonight.
Yeah, it's very possible. It's very possible. He's definitely going to be at the Game Awards with Jeff Keighley in December.
Yeah, that's true. How are we looking on Ubi over there?
There's some weird, super excited dude walking around in the crowd. Still not there.
The guy who looks like a bearded version of the guy from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Great. Welcome, Andrew Spirin. Who's this? Reappearance
and truly a big moment for us. Okay, it might start soon.
Right,
oh, no, this is still sizzle reel. But be ready.
Over. I'm going to flip over.
That's doing a lot of Ubisoft logos, though.
Well, I'm not completely. I'm just going to be ready here. Of the entire
team at New World, okay. Led by our game director and CEO, Jeremy Blum, we are proud to reveal today our second game, releasing on Steam Early Access next month.
Following the trailer, visit PCGamer.com for exclusive preview.
Okay.
We hope to see you on the front lines.
He's so young. I love this.
Oh, Insurgency's a good game. Someone find me a bloody radio.
Everybody on this is getting younger and younger.
What are they using? Source 1 for this? This doesn't look that great. Come on, this
is one section. Well, they're a small team, apparently. This doesn't look like an FPS. It looks like something like an RTS or some kind of strategy thing.
Day of Infamy. I bet it's like Day of Defeat. I'll bet it is a shooter. That's literally like Source 1, dude.
Infamous Day of the Call for Duty.
Of course.
You know, it's funny. I'm watching the Ubisoft thing and this at the same time.
Yeah.
And after watching the PC Gamer thing with like small different types of games, the Ubisoft thing looks like I don't know, blockbuster movie stuff land.
Yeah.
It's very different.
I think the Ubisoft thing is starting.
Show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.